It's that time of year again when thoughts in Alaska inevitably turn toward the impending arrival of permanent fund checks. KDLG's Adam Kane caught up with the fund's director for an update.
Along with the global economy, the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation suffered significant losses during fiscal year 2009, which ended on June 30th. Michael Burns is the executive director and chief executive officer of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. He explains just how poorly the fund did in fiscal year 2009.
Well, it was a very, very difficult year for us, the most difficult in our history. Our total return was a negative 17.96%. Very distressing, you know, probably not overly surprising to you with what went on in the financial markets around the world. We track the U.S. stock market. I think the records we have go back 218 years, and calendar year 2008, which was half of fiscal year 2009, 2008 was one of the five worst years in the history of the U.S. stock market out of 218.
The amount of money transferred out of the fund into the State of Alaska Permanent Fund Dividend Division is roughly based on the average percentage of realized income over the previous 5 years. This year, the Permanent Fund Corporation transferred $874 million to the state at the end of July. Last year, for FY08, the corporation transferred nearly $1.3 billion to the state, which led to the largest dividend in the state's history. Burns says the corporation doesn't deal with the distribution of the dividends. However, he believes that this year, permanent fund dividends are likely to decrease.
Our estimate's somewhere around $1,400. Will be the dividend as compared to just a little over 2,000 last year.
Burns says the decrease for FY09 is mainly due to the downturn in the global economy and losses suffered by the corporation. He says that since March, however, the fund has regrown significantly.
Back at the worst, and the worst day in the stock market, the low point was March 9th. But back at that point in time, we had about $5.9 billion in net unrealized losses. As of yesterday, we had $800 million in net unrealized gains. That's a big swing. Now, it's not back to where it was 2 years ago, but it's a huge difference from where it was just 5 months ago.
Burns says that it's still too early to attribute the recent growth to the federal stimulus plan or any other program specifically. However, he feels that the federal government's intervention into the financial system has led to a seemingly quick recovery in the financial industry.
If you go back in the fall and through the early winter, you know, there was basically zero confidence in the banking system, and the banks wouldn't lend to each other. Credit spreads were incredibly wide. I don't know what normal is going forward, but things are substantially, substantially different than they were back at that point in time. So I think the government intervention in the financial system has been very successful.
And despite the massive losses faced in fiscal year 2009, Burns remains confident in the permanent fund.
Over the life of the permanent fund, from mineral deposits and a couple of general fund appropriations, we have actually, as a people, deposited just about $14 billion into the fund. Over that same life of the fund, we've paid out to people of Alaska about $17.5 billion in dividends. And the balance in the account today is about $32.5 billion. So it's a pretty healthy checkbook.
The State of Alaska Permanent Fund Dividend Division is scheduled to direct deposit dividends on October 8th and mail out checks on October 22nd. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.